From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is marking today's anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
Today, we pause to remember a day that tested our country. On September 11th, 2001, nearly 3,000 lives were lost in the deadliest attack on American soil in our history.
Mr. Obama, speaking in his weekly address in the GOP address, Senator John Kyle of Arizona said the attacks focused Americans' attention.
Americans finally realized that the sporadic attacks that had occurred earlier were not isolated events. They were all part of a war that had been declared by leaders of militant Islamist groups and had to be confronted as such.
Later this morning, President Obama will attend a ceremony at the Pentagon. Here's NPR's Tom Bowman.
President Obama will make brief remarks, then lay a wreath at the Pentagon Memorial, a park-like area next to where a suicide plane hit the building. The memorial includes 184 benches, one for each of those who died that day. The ceremony will be closed to the public, officials say. Only family members of the victims will be in attendance. Meanwhile, Vice President Joe Biden will attend a ceremony in New York, where nearly 3,000 people were killed in the coordinated assaults by Al-Qaeda hijackers. First Lady Michelle Obama and former First Lady Laura Bush are scheduled to speak at a ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where another plane went down after passengers fought with the hijackers. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Politics is threatening to overshadow today's 9/11 observances. Victims' families will mourn loved ones during a ceremony at the World Trade Center site this morning. But close by, crowds are expected to protest both for and against a proposed Islamic center and mosque near Ground Zero. La Florida preacher at the center of the controversy over the now-canceled plan to burn the Quran is in New York City. Reverend Terry Jones says he wants to meet with the imam behind the proposed mosque. Iranian news agencies report that authorities there have now blocked a plan to release one of three American hikers jailed for more than a year in Tehran. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul. The move dashes hopes for the release of Sarah Short.
Iranian reporters had been told to gather in a hotel to witness the freeing of 31-year-old Sarah Short, whose family says she has serious health issues that need attention. Humanitarian prisoner releases are a common feature of the holy month of Ramadan in many Muslim countries. But the state-run IRNA news service said judicial authorities decided at the 11th hour that further legal proceedings were necessary in Shurd's case. The abrupt turn of events was seen as an embarrassment for Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and suggested that infighting among Iranian political factions was on the rise. Shurd was arrested along with Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale on the Iraq-Iran border in July 2009. They were charged with spying despite their assertions that they hadn't knowingly crossed into Iran. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
This is NPR News. Another lawmaker is vowing to repay scholarship money from the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation following Texas Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson's recent admission that she steered CBC funds to relatives and children of a top aide. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports Georgia Democrat Sanford Bishop also admits funneling the money to two relatives and an aide's girlfriend.
Bishop chose his stepdaughter to receive the scholarship money in 2003, and according to the same CBC records, he awarded scholarships to a niece in 2003 and again in 2005. A third recipient is now the wife of Bishop's longtime district staff director, Kenneth Cutts. Members are prohibited from steering scholarships to relatives. Bishop says the rules were not so clear back then. Melanie Sloan, director of the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, says congressional members shouldn't need rules to know awarding scholarship money to family members is wrong. Bishop's spokesman says he will donate an amount equal to the scholarships back to the foundation, but did not elaborate on the amount. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Crews are searching the smoldering ruins of homes for more victims of a gas line blast that sparked a raging fire that devastated a neighborhood in San Bruno, California. At least four people are confirmed dead. A federal investigation into the tragedy has begun. Fire officials in Colorado believe they've turned a corner in the fight against a wildfire near Boulder. The fire has destroyed nearly 170 homes and forced thousands of people to flee. Winds, though, have diminished, and forecasters expect them to remain calm today. Authorities say the fire is roughly 50% contained. They hope the fire can be fully contained in the next 3 to 5 days. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, in Washington.